طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay. The mic?
Oh.
I'm sorry. I thought I heard it. My voice was loud enough. I thought I was hearing the microphone. طيب. Today, inshallah, this is our 51st session of Medina Book 2. And hopefully we are going to complete lesson number 29. Last week we read the key to lesson 29, which deals with the fi'l mudaf, yani the verb that has the second and third radical being identical. Alaykum as-salam. And we went through the key dealing with this, as this matter of the mudaf verb, as well as a few other points that are contained in this lesson related to the words qat and abadan, which are used for emphasis with negative verbs in the past tense and in the future, and also the expression la wa shukran, and the word lamma when it's used to mean when, as opposed to lamma that's used for negation of a mudari verb. Alright, so I mean we did some of the exercises already, and we reached the exercise number 10, and I said that exercise number 10 and 11 and 12 dealing with the mudaaf verbs. The last two exercises are dealing with other matters, but these exercises 10, 11 and 12 are the core of this lesson. And I wanted to give you a chance, since we ran out of time last week, to review these verbs, the past tense conjugation and the present tense conjugation and the fi'l amr form, and come back to it this week and do some of these examples of different types of verbs. And we said that we went over two types of verbs, the AU group, like radda yaruddu or hajja yahujju, and we went over the IA group, like shamma yashammu and massa yamassu. And we said that shamma yashammu is originally sha-mi-ma. And that's why it's called IA group, because originally it has kasra in the past tense, even though now, because of the doubled vowel, the shadda on the meme, we don't say shamima, but rather we say shamma. But originally it's shamima. So originally in the past tense it has kasra, and in the present tense it has fatha. Yani shamima yashmamu. Alright, and maybe I'll write this on the board just as a reminder to us as we go through these exercises. Shamma is originally sha mi ma. Originally it's sha mi ma with kasra, and yashammu yashammu is originally what? Sha mi ma yashmamu. Yashmamu. Okay? But these are the forms that we're working with. Shamma and yashammu. These are the forms that we're working with, the top two. So these are the original forms, but we're not working with those. Okay, so we have shamma, yashammu, and since it originally has kasra in the past tense, we're going to see that kasra come whenever the verb is conjugated, when it's connected to the mutaharrik pronouns, like tu and ta and ti. We're going to see it come back out. Otherwise, in three forms we're going to see shamma, shammat, and shammu. Huwa shamma, hiya shammat, and hum shammu. The mim is going to remain with shadda. The rest of the forms, when it's connected to mutaharrik pronouns, the kasra is going to come out. So you're going to see what? For example, you're going to see sha Mimtu, shamimtu, shamimtu, shamimta, shamimti, shamimna. We're going to see the kasra come out, okay? Except in the three forms that don't have mutaharrik pronouns, huwa, hiya, and hum. Alright, so that's one thing. Shamma yashammu. So, let's look at it right now. Let's look at some of the examples that we had and do the conjugation of a few of these verbs. The verb that they have given us is adda. Adda ya'uddu. Right? So with this particular form, adda ya'uddu, we say ana عَدَدْتُ أَنْتَ عَدَدْتَ أَنْتِ عَدَدْتِ هُوَ عَدَّ عَدَّ شَدَّ on the del عَدَّ هُوَ هِيَ عَدَّتْ نَحْنُ عَدَدْنَا عَدَدْنَا أَنْتُمْ عَدَدْتُمْ أَنْتُنَّ عددتنا هم it's غير متحرك عدوا عدوا هم the shadd remains in these three forms عدى عدت and عدوا هم عدوا هم عدوا هن عدد عددنا عددنا with a short vowel عددنا. Alright, so let's try to go through it a little bit with a few examples. Yani, first doing the singulars and then the plurals. First person, second person, third person. Yani, ana, anta, anti, huwa, hiya. Plurals, nahnu, antum, antunna, hum, and hunna. Alright, who wants to take one? Huh? An example, an example of from this AU group. Yani like adda, ya'uddu, radda, hajja, dhanna, jarra, marra, sabba, sabba, any one of them. Sadda, yasuddu, naam. Which one you want to take? Jarra. Okay, jarra, which means what?
To pull
or drag something. Jarra. Okay. Ana? Uh-huh. Anta?
Jararta.
Anti? Jararti. Huwa?
Jarrah.
Hiya? Jarrat. Nahnu?
Jararna.
Naam. Antum?
Jarartum.
Antunna?
Jarartunna.
Hum? Jarru, jarru, naam, jarru, yani, jarra, jarrat, and jarru, shadda remains, jarru, hum, jarru, hunna, jararna, jararna, all the rest of the forms other than those three, the shadda is going to be removed, and each letter is going to get its own full, yani, place, alright? Okay, somebody take another one, huh? No, from these that we had here, from the muda'af verbs. Like radda yaruddu, dhanna yadhunnu, yani sabba yasubbu, sabba yasubbu, huh?
Radda.
Radda, naam. Radda, which means what? To reply. And it also means to refute. Naam. Radda, naam.
Ana
radadtu. Anta?
Radadta.
Anti? رددتي هو
رد
هي
ردت
نحن رددنا أنتم رددتم أنتن رددتن هم ردوا هن رددنا جيد. Okay, somebody pick another one. Huh? Sabba or Sabba? Usin or Saad? Usin. Sabba. Huh? Sabba. Sabba yasubbu. To abuse. To verbally abuse somebody. Yani sibabul Muslim fusuq. Wa qitaluhu kufr. Naam. Sabba. Naam. Ana sababtu. Anta sababta, anti, sababti, huwa, sabba, hiya, sabbat, naam, nahnu, sababna, antum, sababtum, antunna, sababtunna, hum, sabbu, hunna, سببنا. Good. Another one. مرة. Did somebody do مرة؟ Okay, مرة. Oh, you did جرة. نعم مرة. مرة يمر, which means what? To pass. نعم مرة يمر. مرة يمر. نعم. أنا مردت. أنت مردت. أنت مردت. هو مرة. هي مرت. مرة مرت. Just put سكون تاء وسكون. نعم. نحن مردنا. أنتم مردتم. أنتن مردتن. هم مروا. مروا. هم مروا. هن هو مرة. هي مرت. مرة مرت. هم مروا. These three, هو, هي, and هم, the doubled letter remains with شدة. All the rest of the form, متحرك pronouns, the letter is separated and it gets a full place. Alright? Alright, so did we finish? مرة? Yeah, okay. Anybody else? Any other one? Another one? نعم. حج يحج. حج يحج. أنا حججت. أنت حججت. أنت حججت. هو حج. هي حجت. نحن حججنا. أنتم حججتم. أنتن حججتن. هم حجوا. هن حججنا. طيب. Alright, so this is how this mudaf verb is conjugated. It's not really difficult. The main thing to keep in your mind, هو, he, and هم. هو, he, and هم. Otherwise, the rest of them, the verb is conjugated like a normal verb. Except that there are two letters but it's conjugated like a regular verb. Except that two letters are the same. Other than that, its form is exactly the same. Only in these three, where the doubled letter, that letter which is double, is written as one letter with shadda. And the غير متحرك pronouns, like هو, هي, and هم. طيب, as far as the, yes. Yes, we're going to do the IA group now. We have to do both of them, matter of fact. We're going to do both of the examples that they gave us, okay? Remember, the IA group, like I wrote up there, Shamma Yashammu. Shamma Yashammu, it is originally Sha-Mi-Ma. So it's going to get kasra when the mutaharrik pronouns are used, like ta, tu, and ti. It's going to get kasra, okay? So you got to remember, here it's going to take kasra, as opposed to a marru yamurru, it takes dhamma. Here it takes kasra. Alright? So, let's say for example, shamma yashammu. Shamma means what? To smell something, right? So you say, naam, Salahuddin, ana? أنا شممت with كسرة. أنا شممت. أنت شممت. أنت شممت. هو شم. هي شمت. نحن شممنا. أنتم شممتم. أنتن شممتن. هم شموا. هن شممنا. نعم جيد. شممنا. طيب, the other one that we had from IA group is مسا يمسو. مسا يمسو. مسا means what? To touch. مسا يمسو. Originally مسا يمسو is actually what? Ma? Masisa. Masisa with kasra. Masisa. So if you have a mutaharrik pronoun, you're going to say? Ma kasra. Masistu. Because it's going to be kasra. Remember that. Masistu, right? Alright, the same thing like that one, shamma yashammu, massa yamassu, is going to take kasra with the mutaharrik pronoun. So we'll say, ana masis, seen, ana masistu, anta masista, anti masisti, huwa massa, hiya massat, nahnu masisna, antum masistum, antunna مسستن هم مسوهن مسسنا جيد. Okay, let's look at the مضاري now. Exercise number 11 says إسناد يعد إلى الضمائر. يعني they gave us عد يعد, right? So we say as far as the مضاري from عد يعد we say أنا أعد. أنا أعد, أنت تعد, أنت تعدين, هو يعد, هي تعد. As far as the plurals, you say نحن نعد, أنتم تعدون, أنتن تعددن, تعددن. Look at this here, okay, because this is going to cause a little bit of a problem. أنتم تَعْدُدْنَا, because this is from what? Adda. This is from Adda. Huh? From Adda. From this, the verb that we're dealing with here is Adda, right? So the Adda, the letters of it is Ain, Del, and Del. Not Antum. I'm sorry. Antum is okay. It's antunna, anhunna, antunna, antunna, anhunna. These are the two that are a problem, right? So antunna would be ta'adudna, anhunna would be ya'adudna, ya'adudna. So try to remember in these two forms that the verb is going to be fully extended. All of its letters are going to be present. It's not going to be any shaddariya. But you're going to get that noon at the end, which is noon and niswa. Try to pay attention to that. So you got antunna ta'adudna and hunna ya'adudna. As far as the plurals hum, yani is normal. Hum and antum is hum ya'udduna, hum ya'adudna. يَعُدُّونَ أَنْ أَنْتُمْ تَعُدُّونَ. Alright, so let's look at an example from this, from these examples. Somebody pick one. Anyone. رَدَّ, حَجَّ, ظَنَّ, جَرَّ, مَرَّ, سَبَّ, صَبَّ, سَدَّ. Anyone. Pick one. Saladin. Now, which one you want to do? جَرَّ, يَجُرُّ. جَرَّ, يَجُرُّ. نعم. أنا أنا أجر, أنت أنت تجر, أنت تجرين, هو يجر, هي تجر, نحن نجر, نحن نجر, أنتم تجرون, نعم, أنتن تجر. Remember the letters that we're dealing with here are جر, جيم, را, and را. So أنتن would be تجرورنا, أنتن. Remember, you're going to get what here? You're going to get sukun on the first letter, which is jim. You're going to get a vowel on the second letter, and the doubled letter is going to take sukoon. So the two letters are what? Jim, Ra, and Ra. The first letter is going to get sukoon. Tajrurna. Antunna. Tajrurna. Hum. Yajurruna. And hunna. Yajrurna. That's why I said these two are a problem. Yeah. These two, antunna and hunna, because the form is very strange. It's a very strange form, so it's a little bit awkward. So we have to pay attention to it. You just try to think of what are the letters of the verb that you're doing, okay? So that's good, alhamdulillah. Somebody pick another one. Somebody pick another one. Huh? Sedda or sedda? Sedda, which means what? To block something, to close something out. Naam. Sadda. Naam. Okay. Now remember though, let me just write somewhere. Sadda. Yasuddu. The letters of this verb is seen, del, and del. Seen, del, and del. Okay. Naam. Ana sadda yasuddu. Ana asuddu. Anta tasuddu. Anti tasuddina. Tasuddina. Huwa? Huwa ya. Huwa yasuddu. Hiya? Huwa yasuddu, hiya tasuddu. Tasuddu. Remember, hiya is the irregular form of the verb. Because remember, second person always takes ta, and third person always takes ya, except for hiya. Alright? Naam. So hiya tasuddu. Nahnu. Nahnu. Noon. Na. Nasuddu. Nahnu nasuddu. Antum. Tasudduna. Antunna. Antunna. Huh? Look at the letters. You're dealing with seen, del, and del. Antunna. Tas. It should be with ta. Antunna. Ta. Tas. Dudna. Tas dudna. You have to have these three letters. The first letter we're going to take sukoon, and then we're going to have a noon and this one on the end, right? So it's going to be ta, anta is going to be ta, antunna, and hunna is going to be ya. Right? So it's going to be tas dudna. Tas dudna. Antunna tas dudna. Then you got hum. So you, hum is going back to the original form. Yasud. Yasudduna and hunna. Yes. Dudna. Yes, dudna. Yes, dudna. Antunna tas dudna. Hunna, yes, dudna. Remember, noon and niswa on the end. But ya or ta, second person is ta, third person is ya. Okay, somebody take another one. Okay, which one did you have before? Marra, yamurru. Ana. Ana a. Ana. Marra, yamurru. Ana, amurru. Mudari. Amurru. 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 Ana amurru. Anta. 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 Yes, ta. Second person always ta. Third person always ya.
I had it there, but I was going to be sure.
Yeah, ta.
Okay. Tam. Tam. Tammu.
تمر انا امر انت تمر انت اين اين remember انت second person feminine singular اين تمرين هو يمر هو يمر هي تمر هو يمر هي تمر نحن نمر أمر تمر نمر نحن نمر أنتم
أنتم
تمرون نعم أنتن أنتن تم رورنا نعم هم يمرون هن يمرون نعم نعم شمة no we didn't do شمة okay شمة يشمو شمة يشمو نعم أنا أشم
أنت أنا أشم أنت أشم
this verb is from شم يشم يعني it's different than عد يعد عد يعد is AU group this IA group so it takes فتة in the مضاري takes فتة in the مضاري يعني in the ماضي it gets كسرة شا شمة is شا ميمة in the مضاري it gets فتة يعني يشممو نعم so أنا أشمو أنت تشمو أنت تشمين هو يشمو هي تشمو هي تشمو نحن نشم أنتم تشمون أنتن أنتن تش مم تشممنا نعم هن هم first هم before هن هم يشمون then هن يش يشممنا نعم طيب جيد يشممنا تشممنا and يشممنا okay somebody do the other IA group which is مسا يمسو مسا يمسو IA مسا يمسو نعم يا موسى أنا أمسو أنت تمسو أنت تمسين هو هو I'm sorry هو
هو يمسو
هو يمسو هي
تمسو
نحن نمسو أنتم plural. Antum.
Antum.
Tamassuna. Antunna.
Tamassuna.
Tamsasna. Antum. Tamsasna. Because massa, right? Mim, seen, seen. Tamsasna. Hum.
Yamassuna.
Hunna.
Yamsasna.
Jayid. Yamsasna. Okay, these two are antunna and hunna. That's what you gotta pay attention. You gotta just try to remember what are the letters that you're dealing with. Massa yamassu is meem, seen is seen. So you gotta put sukun on the meem, and then and the second double letter you put sukun on that one also, and put noon and niswa on the end. Tam sasna yam. Sasna. All right, Tayyib. Let's just, we want to finish from this lesson. I mean, we're just right now trying to practice some of the conjugation that, inshallah, hopefully you did for homework. And I just want to make sure that we practice a little bit so that you get the rhythm of the sound of these verbs. Okay, give us another example for a mudari for this, one of the other verbs, yani that we had. Either like sabba or sabba. Or hajja or dhanna. Nobody did dhanna. Dhanna. Nobody want to do dhanna? Naam. Dhanna yadhunnu. This is AU group. Dhanna yadhunnu. Ana? Naam. Ana? Adhunnu. Anta? Tadhunnu. Anti? Tadhunnina. Huwa? Huwa yadhunnu. Hiya? هي تظن نحن نظن أنتم تظنون أنتن أنتن feminine. You have the letter of va and you have noon and noon. طيب تظنن نعم هم يظنون هن
هن
يظنون نعم جيد يظنون. If you write it though, remember that يظنون, right? Noon with sukoon followed by noon and niswa means shadda. Naam. Yad nun na. Shadda. Because it's a noon with sukoon followed by another noon. So you write it with shadda. Taib, any other one that we missed? Any verb that we didn't do for this? Did we do hajja? Okay. Dhanna jarra marra. Did we do marra? Yamurru, yeah. Sabba? What about sabba? What about sabba? To pour. Sabba. Okay, let's do sabba. Yasubbu. AU group with a dhamma. Sabba yasubbu. Who wants to do it? Fadl. Ana? Ana asubbu laka ashay. Naam. Ana asubbu. Anta? Tasubbu. Anti? Tasubbina. Huwa? يصب هي تصب نحن نصب أنتم تصبون أنتن تصببنا هم يصبون هن يصببنا جيد. All right, that's it. Unless there's any verb that we missed. Did we miss any? Did anybody do sadda yasuddu?
Yes.
Sadda yasuddu? Tayyib. All right, let's look at the exercise number 12. Isnad fi'l al-amra min adda ila al-dhamair. Okay? So remember, the fi'l al-amra is always second person only. Fi'l al-amra is only used with second person. So we don't have any first person, third person. We only have second person. But we have second person. Masculine singular, masculine plural. Feminine singular, feminine plural. Okay, so there's four forms for the second person command form. Masculine singular, masculine plural. Feminine singular, feminine plural. So we have here, for example, Remember, for example, عَدَّ يَعُدُّ. عَدَّ يَعُدُّ, right? عَدَّ يَعُدُّ. In order to make the command form, we're going to take it from which form of the verb? أَنْتَ. أَنْتَ, right? أَنْتَ تَعُدُّ. أَنْتَ تَعُدُّ. أَنْتَ تَعُدُّ. So what do we do to make the command form? First thing, we take the harf mudari off. Second thing, make the last vowel sukoon, right? So now what do you have? You have ud, sukoon, sukoon, right? And you can't have that, right? So we have to do what? We make this sukoon fatta. Udda. Okay? So if you're talking to an individual male, you say, أَنْتَ أُدَّ. أَنْتُمْ أُدُّوا. أَنْتُمْ أُدُّوا. أُدُّوا يَا أَوْلَاد. أَنْتِ أُدِّي. Like اجلسي يعني اشربي. أُدِّي. أُدِّي. Problem? And when if you speak into a feminine plural, you say what? Naam. You have noon at this one at the end, you have sukoon on the beginning. Or dudna. Okay, why? Because here the first vowel has sukoon, you have to I'm sorry, this is Hamzatul Wasl. Should be Hamzatul Wasl. This is added, right? This Hamzatul Wasl is added here, this sukoon. This sukoon, this noon and this way. Or dudna. Or dudna. Or dudna. Adda ya'uddu. Or dudna. Naam. We need some space, right? Tayyib. Okay, let's look at another verb from the same form from AU group, right? From AU group. Like for example, hajja yahujju. So what will we say for hajja yahujju? Naam, anta, if you speak to an individual, you say what? Hajja. Antum? Hajju. Anti? Hajj. Hajji. Hajji. And antunna? This is the verb here, right? Ha, jim, and jim. Noon and niswa, here Hamzatul Wasl. What is it going to be? U'jujna. U'jujna. From had, jim, jim. U'jujna. The same way we had here, u'dudna. U'jujna. Huh? U'budna. From what verb? Oh, u'bud. U'bud, naam. Naam. U'budna, naam. Naam. Jayid. Naam, that's AU group. Abada ya'budu. U'budna, naam. So, naam. Jayid. Okay, another one. Let's say, for example, sabba, to pour something. You say what? Sabba yasubbu. Subba. Plural. Subbu. Feminine singular. Subbi. Feminine plural. Saad. Ba and ba. Us. Bub. Noon and niswa. Us bubna. Other than the feminine plural, the rest of them are easy. Okay? Because you know it's like you say sub, subba, subbu, subbi. That's easy. The us bub na, that's the problem. Naam, that's the problem. Or bud na, that's the problem. Alright? So somebody do, for example, radda yaruddu. Radda yaruddu. Ruddu or rudda. Rudda, naam. ردوا feminine singular ردي أرددنا أرددنا Now one more. Somebody pick one, anyone. Okay. Now we're looking at IA group, okay? Remember, IA group is going to be a little different, right? IA group is going to be a little different because IA group is like Shariba. Huh? Like Shariba, Yashrabu, and the fi'l amr is going to take Kasra. Ishrab. Naam, you're going to say Ishrab. Ishrabu, Ishrabi. Huh? So it's going to take Kasra. Keep in mind, it's going to take Kasra. So this IA group, alright? So for example, Shamma, Yashammu, we will say what? Shamma, plural, antum, shammu, feminine singular, shammi, feminine plural, ish memna, because I group, ish memna, naam. The same thing with messa, yamassu, we say what? Anta, messa, Antum, Messu, Anti, Messi, Antunna, Is. It's going to take Fattero. Is. What did you say? Is Messna. Is Messna. Now, I'm going to take Kasra Fatta. Five. Okay, so, I mean, of course, these verbs, irregular verbs, like the mu'atel verbs and the mudaf verbs, these verbs definitely require some attention. You have to examine them carefully. And the best way, really, to master these verbs is to practice conjugating them. And you take one verb at a time and just conjugate it. Read it over and over again. One verb to the next, from one group to the next group. Yani, just keep practicing with them. The more you conjugate them, the easier it becomes. I mean, maybe when we started in today, conjugating the first verb, maybe the first one might have been a little difficult, second one's a little bit easier. By the time you get to the fifth or sixth or seventh one, khalas, you got it. If you get stuck on something, you might get stuck on one point, but the rest of them, it's going, it's easy, it's smooth. Because practice, that's what makes it easy, practice. It'll never become easy to practice, and if you leave it for a long time, you'll be back where you started again. Yeah, then the verb conjugation books. Now, okay, we have a couple of exercises remaining in this lesson. Let's try to finish it, inshallah. Exercise number 13 on page 211. Exercise number 13. Ta'ammal. استعمال الكلمتين قط وأبدا. Contemplate, reflect, look over and consider the usage of the two words. How these two words are used. استعمال الكلمتين قط وأبدا. Okay, let's read, translate, and pay attention to how these words are used. Remembering that قط is both of these words are used for emphasis, right? And they're also used for emphasis with verbs in the negative form. But qat is used with in the past tense meaning, and abadan is used in the mustaqbal meaning. Alright? Okay, the first sentence, Musa. Naam. Ma fa'altu hadha qattu. Meaning?
I've never done this.
Ever. Qat. Naam. Ma fa'altu hadha qat. Naam. Number two. Abdul Karim. نعم لم آكل طعاما لذيذا مثل هذا قط. Meaning Not yet, ever. Ta'am lazeez. Delicious food. Mithla hadha. Like. Naam. Ever. Lam aqul ta'aman ladhizan mithla hadha qat. I've never ever eaten delicious food like this.
Okay.
Naam. Number three, Abdul Haq. Naam. Walan at. Atrak or at. Faraka yatruku. Yatruku. Atruk. Naam. Walan atrukaha abadan. Lam atruk. Walam atruk is salata. Qattu. Walan atrukaha abada. What does it mean? Somebody help us. Lam atruk as salat qat. I've never ever abandoned the salat. Walan atrukaha abadan. And I will never ever leave it. Naam, inshaAllah. Number four. Sheikhana. كلاما وفتى نعم لم أسمع كلاما مثل هذا قط meaning what I never heard نعم speech like this ever. And before you came here, you never heard speech like this before. I don't mean English language. I mean filthy language. You never heard speech like this ever. قط في حياتك. And when you leave here, inshallah, you will never ever hear it again. أبدا. Naam. Number five.
أنا ما ذهبت إلى هند قط.
نعم. كيف تقول إنك رأيتني في الهند؟ أنا ما ذهبت إلى الهند قط. Meaning?
How do you say that you saw me in India? I've never been in India.
نعم. How can you say, indeed, you, in, verily, certainly, you saw me in India? I've never, ever gone to India. في حياتي Have you ever been to India? Never? I've been to India. I've been to India, but yes. Naam. Okay. The word قط is خاص بالماضي. It's exclusively used for past tense. وأبدا خاص بالمستقبل. And أبدا is exclusively used for the future tense. نعم. Exercise number 14. تأمل ما يلي. Consider what follows. The word لين, لين اسم التفضيل from لين is الينو الينو like you say هذا الحرير لين وذلك الينو من هذا meaning هذا الحرير لين this silk is soft وذلك الينو من هذا And that one is softer than this one. Likewise, the word طيبٌ, طيبٌ, اسم التفضيل, from it is أطيبُ, أطيبُ, from طا, يا, and باء, أطيبُ. هذا الطعام طيبٌ وذلك أطيبُ. Meaning? This food is good. And that one is better. Is better. I think we went over the vocabulary words from this lesson, right? Now, marratun means what? Okay, don't look at the vocabulary. I'm going to read the words, you tell me the meanings, okay, without looking at the book. Marratun means what? Oh, marratun. Tun, tanween. Tanween cannot be on a verb. Marratun. Once, a time, one time. Its plural is marratun. Okay? Addibaju means? Brocade, silk brocade. And this is a naw'un min al harir. Addibajun is silk brocade. It is a type of silk. Yani a thick, heavy silk. Nuskhatun? A copy. Its plural is? Nusakhun. Kaffun? The palm. The gem of it is? Akuff. Akuffun. Akuffun. Ra'ihatun means a smell or odor. Hunayhatun, a while, like a short period of time. Mazidun, increase, some more, extra, give me some more. Karihatun,
unpleasant.
Balu'atun, drain or sewer, naam. Ghafilun, unmindful or heedless. Layyinun,
soft.
Naam. Tayyibun, good. Dafa'a, to push. Its mudari is
yadfa'u.
Marida, to be sick. The mudari is yamradu. Hazina, to be sorry or sorrowful. Naam, sad. Its mudari is yahzanu. Yani marida yamradu hazina yahzanu, like shariba yashrabu. And this is the end of lesson 29. The mudaf. Alhamdulillah. Naam. Huh? We're almost there. It's almost over. Alhamdulillah. Okay, it's time. We got time, mashallah. Alright. Okay, let's look at the key, English key in the back of the book. Page 104 of the English key, lesson number 30. Yeah, it's for you to just study, to show examples of the different types of verbs. It's just a chart showing you, like we went over that when we went over the different categories of verbs, right? We said that verbs are salim verbs, mahmuz, that there's mudaf, fi'l mu'tal, yani ajwaf, mithal, and naqis. And there's two types of, yani, the naqis, naam. So here on that chart that you're talking about, it's just showing you examples of each one of them. It's showing you the different examples for each type of verb. So you'll see each one. The mahmuz has hamza in the beginning, hamza in the middle, hamza in the end. Just showing you the different verbs that are examples for each one of them. Naam. Okay, lesson number 30, page 104. In this lesson we learned the following. The isnad of the verb to the pronouns of the dual. Page 104. Isnad of the verb to the pronouns of the dual. In the past, the verbs that we have had 10 pronouns. Singulars and plurals, first, second, and third person. Singular and plural. We have not had dual for verb forms. 104. 104. In my book it's 104, I don't know. You have 103 in some book? Okay, no problem. It should be less than 30 in the key. 103? Okay, no problem. Alright. So, as I was saying, in the past when we had the conjugation of verbs, past tense and present tense, we had first person, second person, masculine and feminine, huh? Less than 30. We have first person, we have second person, masculine and feminine, third person, masculine and feminine. We have first person, plural, second person, plural, masculine and feminine, and third person, plural, masculine and feminine. We did not have duals. So here in this lesson we want to study the dual forms of the verb. Dual forms of the verb. Alright? So, in this lesson we learned the following. The isnad of the verb to the pronouns of the dual. In the ماضي, and then we're going to look at the مضاري مرفوعٌ and the مضاري منسوب and مجزوم. منسوب and مجزوم is coming together. They have the same rules concerning them. Alright? So we're going to look at three different aspects of this here. And then also we're going to look at the أمر. So as far as the ماضي, the third person masculine. Third person masculine. الرجل ذهب. الرجلان ذهب. What's the difference between الرجل هو ذهب and الرجلان هما ذهب? Huh? The alif. ذهب هو. ذهب هما. Two of them, dual. هما ذهب. So that alif is showing you that it is dual. Note that these, the note on the bottom of the page says, note that these are second pronouns. And the pronoun in ذهبتما is متحرك. Alright, so there's a difference, right, between the second pronouns and متحرك pronouns. Alright, so as far as the third person masculine, it is second. هو ذهب, the dual, هما ذهب. هما ذهب. The third person feminine, الطالبة وهي ذهبت. الطالبتان ذهبتا. ذهبتا. The ta, right, from ذهبت, is elongated with fatha alif for dual. So you have here ذهبت and هما ذهبتا. Dual feminine. Dual feminine third person. ذهبتا. Second person, masculine and feminine are the same. Okay? So you have أنت ذهبت and أنت ذهبت in the singular, but in the dual you have أنتما for masculine and أنتما for feminine. So the verb form is also the same. أنتما ذهبتما for masculine and أنتما ذهبتما for feminine. Alright? So as far as the third person masculine and feminine, they are different. Alright? In the singular and in the dual. هُوَ ذَهَبَ هِيَ ذَهَبَتْ. They are different, right? And likewise, in the dual forms, they are different. You have هُمَا ذَهَبَا for masculine and ذَهَبَتَا for feminine. As far as the second person, the masculine and feminine, duals, the masculine and feminine, even though the singulars are different, أنت ذهبت and أنت ذهبت, but the duals are one. أنتما, أنتما, ذهبتما, for both masculine and feminine. Note that the second person pronouns for the masculine and feminine are identical. The pronoun, second person pronoun, أنتما. The first person has no dual form. This is important note. The first person has no dual form. Therefore, the plural form is used for the dual as well. Meaning, if there's a first person that's more than one, if it's not three or more, it's two, but nonetheless the plural form is used for two and the plural form is used for three or more. In other words, for first person, for second person and third person, you have a singular and you have a dual and you have a plural. But for first person, you only have singular and you have plural. So the plural form is used for a case where there's dual. Yani, where two people are speaking about their self. There's only two of them. There's no first person dual form. So use the plural. Use the plural form. In other words, use a plural verb form. And the same way use a plural, yani, pronoun form. Okay, let's go from singular first, right? If I'm speaking, I'm the speaker, right? So I'm speaking about my individual self. I say Anna, right? Anna dhahabtu. If we as a group are speaking, right? Then we say Nahnu dhahabna. There's no dual form. If just two of us are speaking about ourselves, the two of us went. The two of us went. There's no dual form. So the two of us, if we were speaking about the two of us, we would be saying Nahnu dhahabna. We're using plural form. Even though it's not plural. Two is not plural in Arabic. But if we, the two of us went, we say Nahnu dhahabna. We're using plural form. Alright?
So you won't be using like a dual.
There's no dual form for first person.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's only singular and plural. It's only singular and plural.
It's like we went. I mean,
nah, that, if that the two of us went someplace, we say we went.
Yeah,
we say we went. Nah. Okay, this is the fi'l madi, past tense. As far as the fi'l mudari, we're going to look at the marfu'un, and then we're going to look at together mansub and majzum. As far as the marfu'un, we have third person masculine and third person feminine. As far as the third person masculine, you have at-talibu should be yadhhabu. I have a del instead of thel. I have del instead of thel in my book. Okay, so it should be at-talibu yadhhabu. Yani huwa yadhhabu. At-talibatu tadhhabu. Hiya tadhhabu. Huwa yadhhabu. And hiya tadhhabu. That's for the singular. As far as the dual, you have at-talibani yadhhabani. As far as the feminine, at-talibatani tadhhabani. These forms are based upon the singular. Huwa yadhhabu. Huma yadhhabani. Yadhhabu yadhhabani. Tadhhabu tadhhabani. Hiya tadhhabu. Huma tadhhabani. Okay, so just keep in mind that what? That the duals here for masculine and feminine are based upon the singulars. Huwa yadhhabu. Huma yadhhabani. Yadhhabu yadhhabani. Hiya tadhhabu. Tadhhabu tadhhabani. Alright? Tadhhabu tadhhabani. Second person, masculine and feminine have the same form. Second person, masculine and feminine have the same form. That is, anta tadhhabu and anti tadhhabina are different. But as far as the second person duals, both of them are antuma. Masculine is antuma, feminine is antuma, and the verb form is the same. Antuma tadhhabani. Antuma tadhhabani is masculine, and tuma tadhhabani is feminine. And also note that here, yani the dual for third person feminine dual is also tadhhabani. So you have third person feminine dual is tadhhabani, and you have second person masculine and feminine duals are tadhhabani. So tadhhabani is used in three places. It's used for the second person duals, right? Antuma for masculine and feminine, and it's also used for the feminine third person dual. Feminine third person dual. Yani here, tadhhabu, if you have the dual for the feminine third person, it's going to be tadhhabani, just like antuma tadhhabani. for masculine, and antuma tadhhabani for feminine. So you have three places, three pronouns that tadhhabani is used for. It's used for third person feminine dual, and it's used for second person masculine and feminine dual. So pay attention to this, tadhhabani. From the context it becomes clear. Now, question? Perhaps they have the asterisk here, perhaps, Allahu A'lam, to make note that this, I don't know, I'm not even sure why they have it there, to be honest with you. Allahu A'lam, why is it there? I don't see any reason for it to be there, unless there's some note somewhere. The asterisk, the star. Yeah, three of them are the same, but tadhhabani is the same. Three, it came three times, but yadhhabani, it only came one time. I don't know why they have this star.
They're not the same.
It's yadhhabani and tadhhabani. Allahu alam. Anybody, when somebody figures it out, please let us know. Inshallah. What is important though for us to know, what is important to know is that the form tadhhabani for the third person feminine singular tadhhabu, its dual is tadhhabani. And that's the same form. The third person feminine dual is the same as the second person dual for masculine and feminine. That's what's important to keep in mind. Other than that, yani, Allahu A'lam, why they have asterisk on the rest of these. Okay, so you have huwa yadhhabu, huma yadhhabani. Hiya tadhhabu, huma tadhhabani. Anta tadhhabu, antuma tadhhabani. Anti tadhhabina, antuma tadhhabani. Okay, this is for the mudari marfu'un. As far as the mudari mansub and majzum, they have the same form, both in the mudari mansub as well as mudari majzum. In both of these moods, yani mansub and majzum, the noon is omitted. Yani when it's mansub, the noon is omitted, and when it's majzum, the noon is omitted. Hadf al-noon. Yani because it is mansub or majzum. Alright, so for example, if you have a talibani lam yadhhaba. Yani it was originally what? A talibani yadhhabani. If it's majzum bilam yadhhaba. Yuridu a talibani an yadhhaba. Okay, it originally was yuridu a talibani. Originally it was a talibani yadhhabani, but if it becomes mansub bi an yuridu an, the noon is deleted an yadhhaba. And the same thing with the feminine a talibatani lam tadhhaba. Originally it was what? Tadhhabani. A talibatani tadhhabani lam tadhhaba. And likewise, a talibatani tadhhabani, if it became mansub bi an yuridu, a talibatani an tadhhabani becomes an tadhhaba. Hadhf an-noon, because it's mansub. Okay, then they give you these two sentences. Alam tadhhaba ya akhawani. Alam tadhhaba. And originally it was what? Akhawani. تَذْهَبَانِي أَلَمْ تَذْهَبَا يَا أَخَوَانِي. And likewise for the feminine, أَتُرِيدَانِي أَنْ huh? I'm sorry. نعم. أَتُرِيدَانِي أَنْ تَذْهَبَا يَا أَخَوَانِ. أَتُرِيدَانِي أَنْ تَذْهَبَا يَا أَخَوَانِ. تَذْهَبَا is originally tadhhabani, but n makes it mansub, and the sign that's mansub is hadf and noon. So we see that the noon is deleted from tadhabani when it's majzoom bilam, and the noon is deleted from tadhabani when it's mansoob bn. On the next page we have the feminine forms of the verb when it's majzoom bilam and when it's mansoob bn. Alam on the next page, I don't know, on the next line. Next line, same page, no problem. Next line. Alam tadhhaba ya ukhtani. Alam tadhhaba. Originally was what? Tadhhabani. Ya ukhtani. Alam tadhhaba aturidani an tadhhaba ya ukhtani. Again, originally was tadhhabani, became mansoob because of n. Hadhf an-noon is the sign that it is mansoob. أتريداني أن تذهبا يا أختاني. We've already learned that the noon in تذهبون أن يذهبون أن تذهبين is omitted in the مضارع منسوب and the مضارع مجزوم. We learned this before, remember? When we were doing the مضارع verbs way back a long time ago. نعم. Huh? Aturidani? Do you want? From arada yuridu, dual form. Yuridu? Anta turidu? Antuma turidani? Aturidani? Do the two of you want to go? Naam. So we have already learned that the noon in tadhhabuna and yadhhabuna and tadhhabina from the verb forms of the mudari, when they are majzoom and mansoob, the noon is deleted. Now we must add the dual forms, yadhhabani and tadhhabani. So they become five now. Yadhhabuna and tadhhabuna and yadhhabani and tadhhabani, the plurals and the duals, and tadhhabina, yani, which is what? Anti tadhhabina, second person feminine, singular. So now we have five forms of the mudari verb that the noon is deleted when it is majzoom or mansoob. We must now add yadhhabani and tadhhabani to this group. These five forms of mudari are called al-af'al al-khamsa. Al-af'al al-khamsa. That is, anti tadhhabina, هم يذهبون and أنتم تذهبون. Two plural forms. هم يذهبون and أنتم تذهبون. Second and third person. And likewise the two dual forms. يذهباني and تذهباني. هما and أنتما. So now we have five along with the feminine. Second person singular. أنتي تذهبين. These are called الأفعال الخمسة. The five verb forms. They retain their noon in the marfu' mood and omit it or delete it in the mansoob and majzoom moods. Is it clear? Al-af'al al-khamsa. Yani we had, when we conjugated the mudari verbs before, we said that from the 10 pronouns, the 10 forms of the verb conjugation, 3 of them have a noon. That is, antum tadhhabuna, and hum يذهبون and أنت تذهبين. We said these three forms of the verb, unlike the other forms of the verb, they have ضم when they are مرفون and they have سكون when they are مجزوم and they have فتح when they are منسوب. But these forms, they have نون when they are مرفون and the نون is deleted when they are مجزوم or منسوب. That's what we said about هم يذهبون and أنتم تذهبون and أنت تذهبين. Now we are saying there are two more verb forms, the dual forms. هما يذهبان and أنتما تذهبان. They also have noon when they are مرفون and that noon is deleted when they are منسوب or مجزوم. Like those other three that we had early on. Now we have five. Those five together, the verb forms that have noon when they are مرفون and that noon is deleted when they are majzoom or mansoob, those five forms of the verb conjugation are called al-af'al al-khamsa. Salahuddin. Hunna and antunna are mabniyun ala sukoon. Yani when they have noon and niswa at the end of the verb, those are mabniyun. That's why they're not added here, because they're mabniyun. Naam. Jazakallah khair. Alright, so after this, we deal with the fi'l amr. We deal with the fi'l amr. Naam. In the fi'l amr, it says the masculine and feminine forms have the same forms. Masculine and feminine have the same forms. For example, you say, اذهبَ يا أختاني. And you say, اذهبَ يا أخواني. They have the same form. The pronouns of the dual are as follows. Now we're dealing with what? The pronouns of the dual. Okay, keep it in mind. I mean, this is the fi'l amr. That's it. That's all it is to it, right? Because fi'l amr is going to be always for the second person. And we already had second person, masculine, singular, and plural, and feminine, singular, and plural. So the only thing left is the duals, right? So this is the dual. The dual is one form. It's one form. It's the same, whether it's masculine or feminine. Just as the pronoun, antuma, is used for masculine and feminine, so the fi'l amr is the same for masculine and feminine. Now we go to the pronouns. Okay, this is a new topic. The pronouns for the duals are as follows. In the nominative case, keep it in mind that pronouns, there are different types of pronouns, right? We have pronouns like hum and antum, and we have pronouns like ra'aytu kum instead of antum, right? For second person plural, we have antum if it's marfoon and ra'aytukum if it's mansub. So the pronouns are different. In some cases they remain the same, like ra'aytuhum or hum muslimun. Okay, even if it's marfoon or even if it's mansubun, nonetheless the hum remains the same and hunna remains the same. So some pronouns remain the same. Most of them have different forms. You have anta and you have ka. You have antum and you have kum, like this. So here, we should note that the dual pronouns, depending on if it's in the nominative case, or the genitive case, or the accusative case, the pronouns will take different forms. Okay, so what are we looking at? We're looking at dual pronouns. First, in the nominative case. The third person, masculine and feminine, is huma. The second person, masculine and feminine, is antuma. The first person, masculine and feminine, is nahnu. Nahnu is the plural pronoun, right? Yes. But we said that the plural is used for the duals, because there's no first person dual. There's either first person singular or first person plural. So if you have a dual, use the plural form. Alright? As far as the third person and second person, we have a dual form. It's huma and antuma. But it is used both for masculine and feminine. First person, we are using the plural pronoun nahnu for masculine and feminine. Fayyib. These are the separable pronouns, meaning the unconnected pronouns. The munfasila pronouns. Pronouns that are munfasila means they are not connected to anything. They are separate, they are independent. Huh? Munfasil. Naam. The ma'ir munfasila. The connected pronouns are the mutfasila. Naam. The ma'ir mutfasila. These are the separable, yani unconnected, independent pronoun forms. The inseparable pronouns which appear in the madhi and mudari are dhahaba, dhahabata, يَذْهَبَانِ and تَذْهَبَانِ. So that is what? What is the pronoun here? Alif. Alif. As in يَذْهَبَا, I mean as in ذَهَبَا and ذَهَبَتَا. Yani هُمَا ذَهَبَا and هُمَا for feminine ذَهَبَتَا. And then you have the مُضَارِ, yani هُمَا يَذْهَبَانِ and antuma tadhhabani. So here in these forms of the verb, the alif is representing the dual in the mudari and madi. Yani dhahaba and dhahabata is madi, and yadhhabani and tadhhabani is mudari. Tuma, yani for the dual you have tuma as in dhahabtuma, yani antum dhahabtuma. And this is second person dual. Yani antum is used for dual masculine and feminine. Dhahabtuma, so you say antuma dhahabtuma if it's two men or two women. So we have huma and we have antuma as separate pronouns, and we have tuma as a connected pronoun, and we have alif as a connected pronoun in madi and mudari. As far as in the genitive, third person masculine and feminine, you have huma as in abuhuma. This is in the genitive case. Why do we call this the genitive case? Because huma here is a pronoun that is in idafa, right? It is mudafun ilayhi, and whenever a word is mudafun ilayhi, it's always majrur, right? So it's in the genitive case. So the genitive pronoun for third person, masculine and feminine, is huma. Why is it genitive? Because it's in the place where it should be majrur. It's mudafun ilayhi. It's a pronoun, so the pronouns are generally mabniyun, but it's in the place where it should be majrur because it is mudafun ilay. Okay, as far as second person masculine and feminine, we have huma, like Abu Huma, the father of you two, huma. Okay, and this huma is used for both masculine and feminine, and also this is the genitive form, yani when it is in the place where it should be majrur. In the first person, masculine and feminine, we have na, as in abuna. And this na is the genitive pronoun for plural. And it is also used for dual. It is originally used for plural. Abuna. Yani nahnu, abuna. Our father, naam. So this is also used for first person, masculine and feminine, dual, for genitive form. The plural is used for dual, first person dual. In the accusative form, we have third person masculine and feminine, huma, and second person masculine and feminine, kuma, which shows us that what? In the genitive and the accusative, when it's majrur and mansub, it is the same, huma and kuma. And the first person masculine and feminine is the same plural form, na, ra'ina al-mudiru. أو رآنا المدير. I'm sorry. رآنا. Meaning, what does this mean? رآنا المدير. What does that mean? The director saw us. رآ, he saw نحن. رآنا. من رآنا المدير. المدير رآنا. He saw us. The مدير saw us. Okay, so this رآنا here, نا, is in the accusative form because it's what? Why is this the accusative pronoun? مفعول به. Because مفعول به. رآنا. رآ is the فعل and نحن is the مفعول به. Who did he see? He saw us. So this is why they're saying this is the accusative form. And it is the same as the genitive form, yani the plural form for first person, plural. Na, nahnu. Okay, so as far as the pronouns, we have huma, we have antuma, and for the first person, duals, we use the plural form, na. The mudiru wa? Al-mudiru? Ra'ana? You can say it. That would be a jumla ismiya. Al-mudiru is the mubtada, and ra'ana is the khabar. A khabar that consists of a sentence. Ra'ana. فعل فعل and مفعول به. That's sometimes the خبر can be an individual word مفرد. Sometimes it could be a sentence. Sometimes it could be a شبه جملة, right? So here would be a sentence. المدير is مبتدا, رأنا is the خبر. Okay, a page, the next line. In some of our books it's the next page. In some of your books it may be the next line. Number two, it says ما أسماؤكما. ما أسماؤكما. What are your names? Note that the plural أسماء has been used here instead of the dual إسماني. Instead of the dual إسماني. What are your names? Meaning the two of you. أسماؤكما. You two. What are the names of you two? You would think you would say ما إسماني. ما إسماني or إسمانكما. But instead we said what? ما أسماؤكما. We're using the plural of إسم for two people. You two. أنتما. Things which are known to be only one are used in the plural form when speaking of two. Things which are known to be only one are used in the plural form when speaking of two, like face or head. A face, a person only has one face, right? A head, the person only has one head. So, when it's generally, if something is known that it's only one, but you are talking to two people, dual, then the plural form will be used. The plural form. So instead of saying the two faces of you two, you say the faces of the two of you. Or the heads of the two of you. Now. So it says things which are known to be only one are used in the plural when speaking of two people, dual. You're addressing two people. Here are some more examples. اغسلا وجوهكما. اغسلا وجوهكما. Wash your faces, the two of you. Both of you, wash your faces. حلق الوالدان رؤوسهما. هما is dual, right? The two of them. But we are using the plural رؤوس. رؤوسهما. Which means the faces of the two of them. حلق الوالدان. The two boys shaved the heads of the two of them, their heads. Shaved their heads. In this case, we are talking to two people. We are talking about two people, the two of them, huma. We are saying the two of them, huma. But, even though we are talking about two people, because heads, people normally have one head, so things that are normally one, even though you're talking about two people or talking to two people, they use plural form. So you're talking to two people, antuma. Or you're talking about two people, huma. But if you mention something about the two of them, like their head, or their face, or their heart, or something that's known only to be one of them, a person only has one of them, then we're going to use the plural form when we're talking about two people, or talking directly to two people. You're talking about two boys right now, but each of them only has one head. Right? Each of them only has one head. So when you're talking about them, head, right? We're going to use the plural form for head, because normally people only have one head. You know, some people have big heads, but they only have one though, right? Naam. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, we're going to close. Let's just complete the vocabulary of this lesson, inshallah, and we can stop here. We finished the reading of the grammatical points. We just want to look at the vocabulary on the right side of the page, the last page of this lesson. In my book, it's page 106. In your book, it might be 105 or 107. I don't know. But in any case, on the right side, right column, al-yameen, we have sigarun, sigarun. And sigarun means in childhood. Like if you say, قَبَلْتُهُ فِي صِغَرِهِ, I met him in his childhood, when he was a child, when he was very young. صِغَرٌ means childhood. حِصَّةٌ means a period of time, like the school day is divided into five periods, right? Or six or seven periods. Each one is called a حِصَّة. حِصَّةٌ. A first period and second period. Al-Hissah Al-Ula, Al-Hissah Al-Thani, and so on. Kutubun Muqarraratun. Muqarraratun means, yani kutub means books, right? The plural of what? Kitab. Kutubun Muqarraratun means the prescribed books. Yani the books that have been prescribed in the curriculum for that particular course, for that particular level, or that particular year. Ayyadatun means visiting the sick. From Ada Ya'udu. Ada Ya'udu means to return or to visit the sick. Ayyadatun. Waffaqaka Allah. Yani washadda on the fa. Waffaqa. Waffaqaka Allah means may Allah grant you tawfiq. May Allah grant you success. Naam, tawfiq. Waffaqa yuwaffiqu tawfiqa. Naam. May Allah grant you success. Tau'aman. Tau'aman means two twins. Shabahun. Shabahun means similarity or resemblance. Khutut is the plural of what? Khutut is the plural of what? Khat. Khat. Khat means a line. Khutut means lines. Khututun jawiyatun means airlines. Airlines. Jawiyah. Yani jawi means air. Yani the jaw, kayf al jaw, how is the air, how is the environment, how is the weather, kayf al jaw. Jawiyya, khututun jawiyyatun, airlines, wa alaykum salam. Maktabu khututin jawiyyatin means the office of the airlines, or airlines office. Ma'ahadun, with ayn, with sukun, ma'ahadun means an institute. And ukhra, another, its dual is ukhrayan. Ukhrayan. Ukhra is the feminine of what? Akhar. Akhar. The feminine is ukhra, and the dual is ukhrayan. And this is the end of the key. Naam. Tau'aman. It appears as though it is. It appears so. Okay, inshallah, we will stop here. We'll stop here. Unless you want to read the dialogue. I don't know. Is there any time left? I mean, we're pretty much at the end of the time. We have a few minutes, huh? Can you make it? Huh? Salahuddin is tired? Me too. We'll take a break then, inshallah. Okay, have mercy upon us, huh? La yarhamullah man la yarhamun nas. What does that mean? La yarhamullah. Naam, Allah will now be merciful to those who don't be merciful to the people. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Inshallah, in the next class, we're going to start with the dialogue. And then we're going to do as many exercises as possible. So please, read the dialogue a few times. And for homework, read the dialogue a few times. And do as many exercises as you are able. I mean, it's only 8 exercises. So probably you can do them all. If you do one per day, inshallah, you can finish by next week. So next week we come and finish this lesson number 30. And hopefully be able to start lesson 31.